Hello, family and friends. The title of today's message is Without Love, God Can't Use Us. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we come today ready to receive. You are such a good God. Your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We come ready, Father, for more of you. We're ready to hear, listen, and obey and apply this message to our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, folks are going to talk today about this topic. Without love, God can't use us. My friends, without love, there is no Christianity, because God so loved the world that he gave Jesus for us. Without love coming out of us, God cannot use us. Our greatest commandments are to love God and then love people. Let's talk today about love and start in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 2 in the Amplified Classic Bible. And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose and understanding all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Folks, no one wants to become a useless nobody in the body of Christ. But the Word of God tells us right here that if we don't have love, then we are that very thing. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 in the Amplified Bible, the excellence of love. Verse 1, if I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love for others, growing out of God's love for me, then I have become only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, just an annoying distraction. My friends, if we don't have love for others, it's not love for self, of course. Of course we have love for God. But without love for others, we're just an annoying distraction. 2, and if I have the gift of prophecy and speak a new message from God to the people and understand all mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have all sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but I do not have love, reaching out to others, I am nothing. 3, if I give all my possessions to feed the poor, and if I surrender my body to be burned, but do not have love, it does me no good at all. Folks, we can give away everything, but if we don't have love, it won't do anything for us. 4, love endures with patience and serenity. Love is kind and thoughtful and is not jealous or envious. Love does not brag and is not proud or arrogant. 5, it is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not provoked nor overly sensitive and easily angered. It does not take into account a wrong endured. My friends, we can all challenge ourselves. If we are not patient, we're not walking in love. If we're not being kind and thoughtful, we're not walking in God's love. If we're rude and self-seeking, we're not walking in God's love. Isn't it great we can test ourselves? We don't need anybody else to do it. We can challenge ourselves in all these areas and correct ourselves where necessary. 6, it does not rejoice at injustice, but rejoices with the truth when right and truth prevail. 7, love bears all things, regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. My friends, notice, it's not just in the good times we have love, but during the difficult times, if we stay steadfast, then we're walking in God's love. And also, love looks for the best in others. 8, love never fails. It never fades nor ends. But as for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for the gift of special knowledge, it will pass away. 9, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part, for our knowledge is fragmentary and incomplete. But when that which is complete and perfect comes, that which is incomplete and partial will pass away. 11, when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I did away with childish things. 12, For now, in this time of imperfection, we see in a mirror dimly a blurred reflection, a riddle, an enigma. But then, when the time of perfection comes, we will see reality face to face. Now I know in part, just in fragments, but then I will know fully, just as I have been fully known by God. Verse 13, and now there remain faith, abiding trust in God and His promises, hope, confident expectation of eternal salvation, love, unselfish love for others, growing out of God's love for me. These three, the choicest graces, but the greatest of these is love. My friends, think about that for a minute. Faith is so important, an abiding trust in God and His promises. Hope is so critical, a confident expectation of eternal salvation. But love is the most important, and that includes unselfish love for others, because God's love is inside of us if we're born again. Now let's go to Matthew 22, 35 through 40 in the Amplified Bible. 35, one of them, a lawyer and expert in Mosaic law, asked Jesus a question to test him. 36, teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? 37, and Jesus replied to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. 38, this is the first and greatest commandment. 39, the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. That is, unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. My friends, we can't love others if we spend 24 hours a day in our prayer closet. And I'm not minimizing the importance of spending time in our prayer closet. But the greatest command is to love God, and the second comes right after that, is to love our neighbors, to unselfishly seek the best or higher good for others. Now let's go to Romans 13, verses 8 through 10 in the Amplified Bible. Owe nothing to anyone except to love, and seek the best for one another. For he who unselfishly loves his neighbor has fulfilled the essence of the law relating to one's fellow man. 9, the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this statement. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. 10, love does no wrong to a neighbor. It never hurts anyone. Therefore, unselfish love is the fulfillment of the law. My friends, if we're walking in love, we're seeking the best for one another and unselfishly loving our neighbor, not doing wrong to our neighbor, not hurting others. Now let's go back and reread 1 Corinthians 13:2 in the Amplified Classic. And if I have prophetic powers, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, and understand all the secret truths and mysteries and possess all knowledge, and if I have sufficient faith so that I can remove mountains, but have not love, God's love in me, I am nothing, a useless nobody. Folks, God can't use us if we don't walk in love. And thank God His mercies are new every day, so when we fall short in this area, all we have to do is fall on God's love and repent and get back into fellowship to live for Him another day and work towards this goal of loving others fully. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for Your word that cleanses us, Father. We choose to be a bright light in these end of the end times, Father, to walk in love, to love others, to love You, Father, and to go out and share this gospel in love with this world in these end times. Thank You, Father, You work with us. We choose to walk in Your love. In Your name we pray, amen. Well, folks, you can contact us at celebratejesusministry@gmail.com or by phone at 812-449-8147. We love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and He's coming back soon.